Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
It's sad that we have to put up with, you know, basically our infrastructure being sold and the possibility of our manufacturing going offshore. And in the last couple of weeks, we've heard the Baird government have made a decision to buy their new trains offshore. However, Victoria have come up in the last couple of days or so and said, look, they're going to turn around and build them in Victoria. So you can understand that a lot of people would be going, what's that about? State Member for Newcastle, Tim Crackenthorpe, was just one of them. Tim, good morning. It's a fair question, isn't it? Why can Victoria do it but New South Wales can't?
Hey, good morning, Todd. Look, it's a very fair question and we are all baffled. I mean, we don't understand it. We've got 65 new trains in New South Wales, 65 in Victoria. They're going to build it even cheaper at $2 billion and projected to cost $2.3 billion for our contract. 1,100 jobs, 161 apprenticeships, all in South Korea instead of Newcastle and the Hunter.
All right, why don't we take a couple of steps back? And if it was a situation where every state was turning around and saying, look, we just can't, we are going to purchase our trains offshore, it would be a fair thing where people would say, look, we don't like it, but everyone's doing it. But as I said, Victoria's going to do it, and if they can do it cheaper, it's a head-scratching exercise, isn't it?
Absolutely, because that was the government's main argument. Constance, the Transport Minister, said, well, look, you know, we can get it cheaper overseas. And, you know, his argument's been blown apart by this. So we are very disappointed. I mean, it's the multiplier effect of building something locally. It's all the cafes and all the suppliers of all the, you know, intricate pieces and parts and this and that that all go into manufacturing trains that, you know, really boost the local economy. So, yeah, we're quite devastated, as are many of our local manufacturers.
And Tim, the reality of it is, we're set up for train manufacture. It's not like someone's decided, for example, they say, look, we would like to manufacture trains in Orange, and Orange doesn't have a train manufacturing facility. We've got a couple of them here.
Absolutely. We've got two here, and we've manufactured a lot of trains in the past and done a terrific job. So, yeah, it is baffling and it is disappointing. I mean, I think it's more ideology for this government. It's like they're privatising our public transport system. You know, we'll get the light rail in here, which will also be built overseas. And then, you know, they'll flog off the ferries and the light rail and the buses. And then if that works, they'll probably sell it off in Sydney as well. And last night we were up to 1 o'clock here debating the sale of the land property services, which is the titles for every house and piece of property in New South Wales. So, you know, they're determined to sell everything. They're building a lot because they're selling everything, but we're just worried that, you know, there'll be nothing left in the kitchen cupboard soon, and the property boom will go down and they won't get much stamp duty, and then they'll be really stuck.
Yeah, selling off the farm. Okay, well, that's one side of it. Before I let you go, because I know you're very busy this morning, the bogey hole, where are we at with that, with summer just around the corner?
Well, they closed it on the 20th of November last year, and I've got the shadow minister up here twice, and I've been trying to get the minister up here for a very long time. I've asked him questions, and we've had a whole lot of lands issues with the Milanos falling into the lake and King Edward Park being in a state of disrepair. So the bogey hole, they have finally committed to some money to see that repaired. I don't know how much it will cost in total, so it's a good start, but look, I won't, until this work is done and the fence comes down, I'll continue to press the government as I have done for the last 10 months. So I've launched a petition. Hopefully we'll get 10,000 people signing it and I'll have it debated in Parliament just to, you know, keep the pressure on, because if this bogey hole or ocean bath was in Clovelly or Coogee or Manly, I'm sure it would have been fixed by now.
Okay, it is a very, very difficult topic. Thanks very much for your time this morning. And, yeah, hopefully something can be done about the trains. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
2NUR FM 103.7.